Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good afternoon to Grenada, Caracou, Peter Martin, and those who are listening across the Caribbean. Indeed, this is Inside Finance. I am Pastor Stanford Simon, and it's a great joy to be with you once again. And as you know, we haven't had him on the program for quite a while. We had him early in the year. Has he been hiding? I don't think so. I think the Prime Minister has been working very, very hard. Today in the studio, I have Mr. Mike Sylvester, who is Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. He took over from Mr. Timothy Antoine, who is now the Governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. So, Mike Sylvester, welcome to Inside Finance.
Thank you, Pastor Simon. And of course, greetings to you and all our listeners home and abroad. It is a pleasure to be here once again to share the work of the Ministry of Finance. As you said, I think it was since June 6th, thereabout, or June 4th.
Yes.
I was here. So it's been over 3 months since I visited. And, you know, I'm here to, of course, as I said, share the work of the Ministry of Finance.
And that's quite a long time to be away from this program, you know. I hope I would see. I know you may not love the mic as much as some other persons, but it's good to have you today. How have you been doing?
Good, very good, I must say. I have been very busy, quite a lot of work. I mean, the Ministry of Finance has a very large mandate, and, you know, it's quite a bit that you have to do on a daily basis in trying to move things forward. So I've been very busy.
Okay. Now, tell me, what is happening in the Ministry of Finance these days? I mean, I know a lot have been happening with, we have your budget, you have IMF, you have a whole lot of stuff. Generally, how are things going and how have you settled in your new position since you took that early on this year? It was in February. In February, yes.
Good. We continue to deliver important results. As you mentioned, this is a very difficult, busy time for us. We recently had the IMF conducting the visit to assess the program, and it's a fifth review. We are also in budget preparation mode, and so we'll speak about that later. We also are working with the World Bank and CDB on the sister programs to the IMF program, which is the development policy loan and credit with both the CDB and the World Bank. We're also working, of course, with the EU and other partners in trying to bring additional benefits, of course, to the country as we go forward.
So it's quite a lot that been happening for the past few months.
Yes.
All right, let's try to get into talk to a couple of them. Now, the first of those, I think, for me, which is a priority, dealing with the homegrown, but the IMF was recently in town, and there seems to be saying a lot of good things about the Grenada economy. What can you tell us about their visit, and how did you feel about the visit of the IMF?
Well, yes, the IMF was here earlier last month, really, to conduct the fifth review of the homegrown program. Now, we have basically six reviews under the program, and so we are in the process of finalizing the fifth. And after that, there is just one review remaining, which covers the period July to December 2016. Now, usually how this works, the mission will come to Grenada and assess the results or the reports that we would have been sending. They would, of course, interview persons, hold discussions with all the different stakeholders to get a sense of what's happening. And then they would prepare that for the board. The board is expected to meet in December. Mm-hmm. And once the board approves, then we get a disbursement. So we're expecting about $8 million in December once everything goes very smoothly. From where we sit, as you said, the review was very positive. Of course, they pointed to a number of things that's happening very positively. The economy, of course, is growing. The fiscal situation has improved significantly. We're also seeing a reduction in our debt to GDP ratio, or we are seeing a reduction in our interest payments vis-a-vis our revenues. vis-a-vis our gross domestic product. So a lot of positive things came out of the review. One of the things that were highlighted, of course, as an important challenge going forward is the whole issue of the wage bill. Now, as you would know, we are currently in negotiations with the unions in terms of trying to arrive at a wage bill formula going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is an unknown as it stands, because we have not yet settled on any increases or anything for public workers. And so we are trying to ensure that it falls within the ambit of the program to ensure that we maintain or safeguard the gains that we've made during the past couple of years. So it's an important juncture for us in terms of how we address this particular issue going forward. But as I said, it has been good. The unemployment, as we noted, has also reduced, or is falling, although not as significantly as we would have expected. So it remains unacceptably high. And we are now looking at some of the issues that are affecting that particular issue to see how we can address it. We are also about to start a new labor force survey that's this month, right? That would give you the results for this year. So when that comes up, we'll see what would have happened further in terms of unemployment developments.
So try to give us some detail, if you can. I don't know about the IMF visit. What are some of the things specifically they have mentioned that they are happy with? Anything that they feel that we as a country have been doing well based on the program we have been doing for the past 3 years?
Well, yes, as I said, the growth, which is significant, as I mentioned, one of the things that you would have expected if you implement a program and you implement some measures in respect of whether it's taxes or whether it's expenditure measures, that has a tendency to restrict demand, yeah?
Right.
So you expect growth, but what we have seen during the period 2014 to 2016, I mean, we have seen average growth in excess of 5%. I mean, in fact, Grenada is the fastest growing economy in the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union, you know? And the other economies that are growing, like the St. Kitts and the Antigua, in that period, I mean, they have been supported by the citizenship by investment program. They have very old programs. They have started before, so they have a lot of experience in those areas, and that is what driving their growth. In our case, what is driving our growth here? Tourism, construction in recent times, agriculture, of course, has been a very strong spot or a bright spot for a very long time, and of course, the private education SGU aspect of it. So, I mean, that's one of the highlights of the program, as it were, in terms of success, because the economy has rebounded very strongly after a period of negative growth over a period. The fiscal situation, as I mentioned, is something that they're very happy about as well, right? As I mentioned, for instance, when you look at assessing the fiscal in terms of our primary balance, and our primary balance is you take your total revenues and grants, less your total non-interest expenditures, your total expenditure minus your interest payments. We have moved from a position where we were basically had a negative primary balance to a positive primary balance in 2016, right? And for the first time, we are going to achieve about 3.5% of gross domestic product in primary balance. That is significant.
That is very impressive.
Right. That's so impressive. They are very happy about that particular issue. The progress on the debt restructuring, there's another bright spot. We have, of course, restructured the Taiwanese debts. We have restructured the commercial bonds. We have restructured a number of domestic creditors. We have restructured the debts with UK, with France, with Russia. So quite a bit of restructuring would have taken place in terms of our debt, and that would have helped to bring the debt stock down, as well as our interest payment, as I mentioned, as a percentage of revenues and a percentage of our gross domestic product. In addition to that, we have started paying or commenced paying on all of those restructured debts. In other words, we are paying debts. We are paying debts. We are meeting our salary commitments. We are meeting most of our commitments. We have addressed the issue of the unpaid claims. As you have heard that mentioned over and over,
We
reduced that from over 100 million in 2013 to right now. You're talking about $12 million, $9 million, and all that is below 60 days. In other words, they haven't gone over 60 days. And if over 60 days,
Government don't have debts over 60 days. Those non-claimed that are in the treasury.
Claimed are in the treasury. For payment.
For payment, for contractors. You are saying that they're under 60 days.
Yeah, under 60 days, and it's not a huge...
Oh. Well, that's a record, government. I mean, the years person have struggled to get their money. So it means then that if the homegrown program has actually worked...
Yes, the homegrown program has worked. I mean, it has been broadly successful in our view, based on what I've just, some of the things I've just pointed out. Of course, key challenges remain. I mentioned, for instance, the wage bill issue, which we have not addressed. There is the issue of government pensions, for instance. That is something that we would have highlighted as one of the areas we want to address as part of the program as well. We have the issue of unemployment, as I mentioned. It has come down, but it is still very high. And so it remains a key challenge that we have to address. We also have the issue of the civil service reform and some of the things that we said we were going to do in that area. Some of them are still outstanding, although we have made significant progress in respect of restructuring some of the statutory bodies and state-owned enterprises and so on. So right now, for instance, all the state-owned enterprises, they have to report to the Ministry of Finance, the quarterly financials. Mm. So we are monitoring that. We have set up a unit there that looks at all of those things and flag any major issues. The new laws, of course, require that they have to, of course, come to government before they can borrow. So a number of these things that we are putting in place to strengthen the whole fiscal framework going forward. I must also mention some of the safeguards that we have, that government would have put in place in respect of going forward, like the fiscal responsibility law and so on, that restricts you in terms of what you can spend. Or how much you can spend,
right?
And the primary balance target, as I mentioned, that is something that we have to focus on going forward to ensure that we get our debts to 60% of GDP by 2020, which is where we are heading. Mm. And the target that the central bank has recently revised that target to a little higher, but some countries, of course, are going to get there faster than.
So the things you mentioned, they are pretty much the key result of the program.
Yes,
that you had, and when you look back at where you started,
yes,
to where you are, you were saying that, hey, we have achieved some key things. When you look at the last report from the IMF, look at their last when they came in and do the last review, the government is a far better position than it is now than it were 3 years ago.
Yes,
interesting. Mm-hmm. So tell me, what happened post the program? Will some of the measures remain, review? What will happen? Because I know some new taxes have been implemented in the program. There are some new things that you did. How are you going to deal with that? What are some of the things going to go? What are some of the things going to stay? Is there everything going to stay or everything going to go?
Well, that's a very important question. I'm not sure I have the... the question is directed to the right person, but I think what has happened very recently, for instance, is that the social committee of social partners, of course, that is led by the Prime Minister, together with civil society, the unions, the business community, the churches, and so on, and also that committee, that there's a homegrown monitoring committee that meets every month and look at the results of the program and so on, recently held a meeting to look at exactly what you just mentioned. Right. So a presentation was made on the results of the program, on the challenges that still remain, and so on and so forth. And the idea is to, coming out of those discussions, some framework going forward in terms of what are the things that you keep, what are the things that you perhaps could modify, and tweak and so on and so forth. Of course, the government, it really lies within the ambit of the government to decide what goes and what stays, or the policymakers. But that important exercise took place because, you recall, at the start of the program, the government, of course, went to the
stakeholders,
right, and asked for buy-in and support and for that shared sacrifice at that particular time. So it's a very important step, again, as I said, going back and saying, look at this, we are here. How do we go forward in terms of the program? I mean, a couple of the things I see, and of course, I I'm taking a chance.
Well, take a chance, because we want to hear what your thoughts are. I mean, you're sitting in a hot seat.
Yeah, I think the whole issue of the social partnership should be something that continues outside of a program. Even the Homegrown Monitoring Committee. Mm-hmm. I think these are important institutions that I believe should should be formalized. They are formalized, but they should be. They should continue as part of our institution going forward. Not just monitoring the program, but monitoring what's happening, what's happening in the economy, what government is doing. Some of the issues with respect of transparency, the posting of our results on the website and on notice board, even this program. I think some of the things that should continue because it, of course, it not only provides education, but people get a chance to help us shape how we do things as a ministry going forward.
Mm-hmm. So, in it, as you, from where you sit, I mean, and because you move from one position into another and the 3 years of the program, so you've been looking and helping to make it happen. You are one of the persons who are driving it. And you think in the review of it, some program will stay, some will go. But looking at the social partners, as you speak about, I think, as you rightly said, it's a critical part of that because they have been helping to guide the whole process. Mm-hmm. All right. Folks, I'm speaking to Mr. Mike Sylvester, who is Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. We take a word from our sponsor. We come right back and we continue our discussion here with Mr. Mike Sylvester, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon.
Come with your dream to the Grenada Development Bank. And we will find a way to finance it. Whether you want to start a business or refinance an existing project, whether you want a mortgage for house or land, or a loan for a vehicle, or your educational advancement, we have a special to finance your energy conservation overhaul for your home or office. They all come with the lowest interest rates. At the GDB, the People of Grenada Bank, we encourage ideas and we finance dreams. Come into us because the future is yours. The Grenada Development Bank. Empower, transform.
Welcome back. I am Stanford Simon. You're listening to the Inside Finance with Mr. Mike Sylvester, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. And we're talking here what's happening in our economy. Mr. Mike, how do you feel about the Grenadian economy prospect for the medium term? Where we are? Where are we? What is happening? This person is saying, well, you know, one person said to me, is the best we've ever had it for a long time. And another would say, boy, we're really struggling. So from where you sit, where are we?
Well, yeah, a very important question. And that is something that we have to continue to address by way of, I think, education as well. The central bank, the world, the IMF, and all those institutions, I mean, they corroborate all of the good numbers that we are talking about. So when we say growth or we say the economy is growing, this is not something that we feel or we make up or we as one gentleman tell me, oh, he's not feeling it. I say perhaps if you're in a different sector you may feel it more. Because all sectors are not growing at the same time. Mm. Right? But in broadly speaking the economy is growing. And as I said, we have seen very strong growth in the last period. This year we had announced in the budget that we were going to grow by 3%. You recall the Prime Minister in his budget speech. The evidence and information that we have had so far is that we are going to even exceed that target.
We'll exceed that.
Well, yeah. When I say exceed, we are broadly on track to meet and even exceed that. So that's good. Now, the sectors that I said that we are seeing the strong performance, of course, tourism. We are seeing the education, as you mentioned, and construction. Now, agriculture, that sector which has been growing for a very long time, we have seen a small dip in 2016. which of course has been attributed to the drought that we have had earlier in the year in February. In fact, I think we have one of the lowest rainfall months for a very, very long time, and so that would have affected some of the traditional crops and so on. But that aside, the economy is on track to grow this year by in excess of 3%. The next year and for the next couple of years, we of course the prospects are very good as well. What hopefully we are trying to do in respect of and if the budget will come out as I would mention, the Prime Minister already announced that the budget will be presented on November 25th. Then again, you'll hear some of the initiatives that would in a sense try to address the whole growth issue. Mm-hmm. And ensure that we have continued growth and of course even faster growth going forward. So that's an important thing. So the prospects from where I sit looks very good. On the fiscal side, if we continue to do the things that we are doing now, I think we can in fact continue to be fiscally strong going forward, right? That is, if we continue with the fiscal discipline, we continue to do the reforms at the Inland Revenue Department to collect our taxes, at the customs to collect our taxes, that we continue to, of course, exercise expenditure constraint and of course, increase the efficiency of expenditure. So you get more value for money, you spend on the right things, you target your expenditure, you reform some of the programs where you have wastage and so on. We can, in fact, continue to do well. The wage bill I want to mention again is something that we have to address.
What is our monthly wage bill at the moment for government?
So right now, we're about 25 million. Yeah? Right. So basically, we are, as I said, once we can pin down the wage settlement issue so that we have a clear path in terms of, or a clear line of sight in terms of what are these numbers and amounts going forward, then we can budget for that every year. But if we have a situation where, for instance, the settlement remains outstanding for a while, what you may find happening is that in 1 year you have to pay $50-60 million, and that could have a significant impact on our ability to do that. And so we're trying to steer clear of that particular scenario, which is critical for us in trying to settle with the unions at some point.
What is the status of the budget preparation for 2017?
Right. The budget, we are well on the way with the budget preparation. As I mentioned before, the Prime Minister has announced that the budget will be presented on November 25th. And so we are in the process now of the consultation with stakeholders. We've had consultation with civil society, we've met of course with the business community, we've met with the trade unions. We are going to Karikoo to meet with stakeholders there next week on the 6th of October. And so we are doing quite a number of consultations. We of course have opened our phone lines or emails and asked that person submit any input into the process so that we can of course have that meeting. We had a very important meeting with the farmers. I mean, this is the first time I would have seen over 100 farmers, I believe, visiting Grenville, that's Baines Hall. A very, very interactive session. I mean, some of the submissions there was very impressive. We have some, I mean, I think we tend to underestimate the farmers in our country. These guys have a lot to offer. And so we got some very impressive suggestions there. And so generally speaking, the submissions have been very, very good. The next step, of course, is that we go to the senior managers board, and then we go to cabinet, then we go to the finance committee, and of course we take it to the parliament for the final part.
So we're well on our way.
We're well on our way, yeah.
Now, what are some of the things you may want to mention to us that we need to know as we conclude this program? I leave that up to you now to tell me.
Well, thank you, Pastor. I just wanted, well, of course, thank our listeners. As I said, I haven't been here for a while, but we have a number of persons in the ministry who have been supporting and who have been playing their role in, of course, sharing information, whether it's the on the BNGF, whether it's on the tax side. So we have that ongoing, and so we want to thank all our listeners to the program. I, of course, want to especially thank my colleagues at the Ministry of Finance for their continued support and their hard work and their sacrifice. I mean, we are continuing to deliver in a lot of areas, and so our focus is to continue to ensure that we meet our targets internally and otherwise. So we are looking forward, of course, to the successful completion of the fifth review. And that's when the board meets in December. That's on both the IMF side, of course, on the World Bank and CDB side. We are looking forward to that. On the debt restructuring, as I said, we have made significant progress on that front. There are a few, one or two small creditors that we are trying to finalize. I mentioned, I think some time ago, we are trying to address some of the Algeria and Libya debts. I mean, these debts would have been on our books for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically trying to resolve them. I mean, the stories are wrong. These have changed so much. You hear cases where these debts were forgiven, then you hear they are not forgiven. So and then it's very difficult to get in contact with some of these guys because you know what's happening in some of these countries there. So, but it's part of our effort. If you owe you, we want to pay. As I mentioned, we are meeting our commitments on our debts. All of the restructured debts, our wage bill and so on, our wage bill target, we are continuing to make our payments on time. We are continuing to meet our revenue targets on a monthly basis, and so that is important. We are continuing our education process through this media and otherwise in terms of sharing the work of the Ministry of Finance, and so these are important results and deliverables for us because we think that it's part and parcel of our own mandate. I mentioned the whole issue of the unpaid claims, and we're trying to, of course, ensure that we do not keep unpaid claims over 60 days, right? So that the circulation of money is facilitated and so on. And we continue to work, for instance, as part of the new debt management legislation to ensure that we restructure our debts, that we bring down our debts, we bring down our interest costs, that we so basically, all the good things in that particular area we are working towards, and we are seeing some important progress there. So it's all good. But as I mentioned, there are some significant challenges that we have to still work on, and so that is something that we continue to pursue.
Okay, great. Yeah, listening there to Mr. Mike Sylvester, Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Finance. You're under tremendous pressure, homegrown. You have the budget. He's young. His face does look, very healthy, full of energy. The Prime Minister is feeding him well, or his wife is feeding him well. So he's looking young, and I guess with all the youthfulness and vigor, there is the pressure, and he's taking it very well. I must say, he look handsome. He look like he's going in the gym, and maybe going to take some exercise, make sure, pump some iron, make sure you get ready for the Prime Minister every morning. You know the Prime Minister pumping iron every day too. He exercises and looking fit like a fiddle, so Mike is trying to keep up with the old man, you know what I mean? Anyway, thank you so much, Mike, for coming and sharing with us. I appreciate it a whole lot. Appreciate the work you have been doing and helping us to make sure that we share the information from the Ministry of Finance. I'm Stanford Simon. You can go to the website sgbcgrenada.com. Well, I want to encourage you to continue to listen to us as we work together. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. Join me here next week at the same time. We'll do this all over again. And the program, as I said to you, uploaded on the website, sgbcgrenada.com. Take care. God bless you. And be good to yourself and be good to those who you come in contact with. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.